It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. All right, guys, something very special happened tonight. And when special things happen, we get special editions of Taylor Talk. So for episode 49, this is Adam.
Diane.
And Haley.
We only got three of us right now. It's late at night. Okay. New song just came out. As you guys know, Highway Don't Care, Tim McGraw's new album featuring Taylor Swift, which is totally awesome. We're going to get to that discussion in just a sec. We just got a quick calendar and news item to give you. So, Diane, what's on the calendar?
Okay, this is a reminder for you to watch Taylor Swift perform at the 55th Grammy Awards next week. She is up for three Grammy nominations for Record of the Year for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Best Country Duo / Group Performance, and Best Song Written for Visual Media, both for Safe and Sound, featuring the Civil Wars. The Grammys will air on CBS on February 10th at 8, 7 Central.
So there's only one major news item that's happened in the last week, and that is that Taylor announced via YouTube that she's teaming up with Diet Coke for the Red Tour. They're doing some behind-the-scenes stuff and whatnot. And I know you all are here for the Highway Don't Care discussion, but this is something I wanted to touch on really quick and see what my co-host thought about it, because there has been a lot of negative feedback on that. So do you guys see downsides to Taylor endorsing Diet Coke?
But that it's diet? Is that what the negative feedback is? Is that she's endorsing the diet part of Coke and not just Coke?
Well, I guess I should give you the background of that real quick. Basically, it came from NBC, who was talking about the childhood obesity epidemic, talking about one in three kids in the United States is either overweight or obese, and now she's endorsing an unhealthy product to a very young demographic.
Oh, please.
I think, okay, this is hard because I used to really like this soda, Diet Coke, and then I realized, like, okay, well, it's not really something that I want to drink to be healthy. You know, it's not water. There's really no good benefits to drinking Diet Coke besides the taste. You know, it's like not good for your health and whatnot. So, I mean, I guess I can kind of see where people are coming from saying that, oh, Taylor is now, like, helping promote an unhealthy lifestyle. But, I mean, she's also not saying, like, hey, you should have Diet Coke with, like, every meal that you have, you know? But I don't know. Like, I'm, like, kind of iffy about it.
I mean, every, like, soda drink is not healthy for you.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. However, diet sodas in particular are very deceptive. They have the word diet in them based on their zero calorie whatever. However, the artificial sweeteners and things in there actually make them significantly more dangerous than even regular sodas. And aside from that, is a common misconception that, you know, oh, diet, zero calories, I'll lose weight. It actually has the opposite effect, because diet sodas actually slow your metabolism, therefore causing weight gain. So diet soda in particular is unhealthier. And I think that's where a lot of issues are coming from. And, you know, but I don't see a problem with her necessarily being a spokesperson, because these companies pay celebrities every day of the week to do that stuff. And I'm sure they offered her a very lucrative deal on it. It's Coke. It's a huge company.
Something she really likes.
Yeah, right. She loves Diet Coke.
I think where a problem might come in is when they start doing tour promotion things and they start giving away Coke to kids, because then it is promoting an unhealthy lifestyle among the youth. That's just my opinion, though. What do I know?
Well, yeah, I didn't know all that stuff before, so I didn't, like, see a problem with it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. That's what's interesting, because their marketing tactics are very deceptive. Just the word diet in the title is very deceptive. It's not healthy in the slightest.
All right, so Taylor Talk listeners, remember, Diet Coke is not healthy for you.
Just say no to Diet Coke.
Whoa, Taylor's going to come in and have us, like, shut down now. Taylor's going to be like, I thought they were on my side, that Taylor Talk group.
We are on Taylor's side, we're just not on Diet Coke's side.
I haven't actually tasted the new Diet Coke since, you know, I tried it years ago, so I have no idea.
Did they reformulate it?
There's a new Diet Coke?
I don't know, like, I tasted it years ago, so I don't remember the taste.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, enough about Diet Coke. I mean, people are here for the special edition to hear us talk about Highway Don't Care. So, did anybody hate the song?
No, not at all.
Good, because I didn't either. I actually rather liked it. For me, it was kind of one of those songs I had to hear the second time. First time I heard it, I had it quiet, and then the second time I actually rocked out, And I was like, this is something I could dig. I can listen to. I love this now.
Definitely. It was definitely when you had to listen to it first and just listen to the lyrics. And once you got basically what the story was, you got into it a lot the second time around.
Yeah, definitely. And I really like that it took Taylor back to her country roots, because obviously with Red, we've gotten into this whole poppy, whatever, dubstep, that weird word I've never even heard of before. I Knew You Were Trouble. And this is really going back to her country roots. You got Tim McGraw and Keith Urban on the track, a very country sound to it. I really like it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think probably something that's the most interesting thing about this song is, like, Taylor's first single was a song titled Tim McGraw, and now she gets to work with him. Like, isn't that insane?
Speaking of that, I actually love the progression of Taylor's career as related to Tim McGraw, because it's like she started with a song called Tim McGraw. Then she opened for Tim McGraw. Now she's this headlining act who is arguably bigger than Tim McGraw right now. I want to specify that I mean right now. He's had a much longer career, but, you know, at this current point, she's probably a little bit bigger, maybe. And now it's like she's working with Tim McGraw. So, cool progression. Like, he has been a huge part of her career. And then what do you guys think of Taylor and Tim's voices together? Do you think they complement each other really well?
Yeah, I think they sound really great together, actually. Taylor and Tim, I think, only sing together in the second verse and later on in the song, but it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I think they definitely have that male-female sound down really well. Like, it just works for this song.
Here's something that I'm a little bit confused about, and maybe you guys can help me clarify. Now, Keith Urban also had a part in the song, right? He has a guitar solo near the end, but I think it's two of them. Okay.
Yeah.
I think at the end, his voice comes in and he starts to harmonize with Tim McGraw. Do you guys think that that's a little weird to put in a third voice at the end of the song that isn't in the beginning? Like, it's like, oh, suddenly there's this other person here. Does that throw you off? You don't think it's weird?
No, I don't think it throws you off, just because it's not like a main part. It's just like, you know, just like when they do the background singers, when they come in again.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So it doesn't throw you off because you have Taylor doing her part, the I Can't Live Without You, and Tim McGraw doing that, but I do part. And then you just hear, you know, Keith doing kind of echoing Tim.
That's what I was going to say, or to add to you rather, is I think Keith gives Tim a more full sound. There's a more full male sound, if that makes sense.
Okay, so basically in this song, Keith is Tim McGraw's backup singer?
Yeah, I think that's how it ended up working out. That's how it sounds to me. And I think it makes the ending a lot more powerful to add that third voice in there.
I agree.
But he's also not a character in the song. Like, the male-female characters are Tim and Taylor.
Actually, I have a comment about that. When I first heard the song, I thought Taylor was playing the girl that was leaving, but I actually don't think she is. I think in this song, Taylor plays the voice of the person on the radio, and that's it. Do you guys see that?
You know, I never looked at it that deep, to be honest. So why don't we talk briefly about the story of the song, and then we can embellish upon what you said?
Okay.
So what's the song about, Diane? You love lyrics. You love stories. What's it about?
I love stories. They make me happy. Okay, so basically what happens, well, my take on the song, is that I assume that this guy and this girl had a fight. It's not, like, explicitly stated, but it's inferred that they had a fight, and this girl is leaving. And the male character is saying, like, you can listen to a song on the radio and it might comfort you, but the highway and the place that you're in is not as comfortable as you would have been if you would have stayed with me. So it's basically saying that the road doesn't care about you, I do. Or the highway doesn't care about you, I do.
So yeah? It's very metaphorical. The highway obviously represents something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, what does the highway represent? Like another person? But it's like an anonymous person, because you know that whole concept of a dark highway, you don't know where it leads. Is it like another person that you're unfamiliar with, maybe?
I think for the girl, the highway represents an escape. But maybe for the guy, he's saying something like, well, it might seem like it's an escape to you, but really, it's not going to care about you. It's not going to hold you. It's not going to know that you're alive like I would. So I guess for the male character, the highway is like this cold place, maybe?
It's like a force stealing his lady away.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
I didn't see that before, but now that you said it, it's so clear to me.
Thank you.
Haley, do you have an opinion on the story at all?
To me, I never thought that they actually had a fight.
Well, it's not more really that, said, but I just yeah, assume.
Yeah. Like, for me, it was more like my take on the background was that she was running scared from the relationship.
Oh, okay.
And he was like kind of like reassuring her, like, I'm here for you. Why are you running? Why are you always, you know, you're running away, you're hitting the highway. But then this song comes on and reminds you of me and, you know, kind of that whole thing.
I actually like that reading better, Haley. That's good.
Just because the way that, you know, she's crying, she's like, the highway don't care if you're coming home to it. But I, you know, it was more like I think that they were that he was trying to reassure her that, you know, I can't live without you. And I'm always going to be here for you, so you don't need to run away anymore.
That's really cute.
So, but yeah, everyone has those different perspectives, and it kind of basically can mend to whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, something really interesting about this song is I think it is the very first one since she was featured in the Boys Like Girls song, Two Is Better Than One, that she has had a feature, she's been a featured singer and not also a co-write or writer.
Yeah, that's true. I believe that Tim McGraw and Mark Irwin wrote this song together. And Mark Irwin is a Tim McGraw's co-writer. So yeah, Taylor, from what I know, she didn't have any writing input into this song. And I think it's interesting because the Boys Like Girls song, I want to say, came out before Fearless. Is that right?
It was a long time ago. It was several years ago.
Right. So that was pretty early on in her career. And I think it's very different for Taylor to be in a song where she hasn't written any of the lyrics. So, I mean, she's pretty much singing someone else's words. But I don't think that necessarily means she can't relate to it.
I also think that Mark Irwin was the one who thought it was really good to put Taylor in here as a feature because the song is talking about someone going away and turning on the radio and listening to the song. And in Taylor's song, Tim McGraw, she's talking about how she hopes the song, her favorite song that, you know, reminds you of her.
Oh, I wonder if that's like a homage or something.
Right. Oh my gosh. That is a bizarre connection, isn't it? That's really
cool. It's
so
crazy.
That's trippy. And of course, the song was track 13, which is, of course, another, like, I guess, dedication to Taylor, to say the least. But these lyrics, I think also, they do kind of have a Taylor feel to them, don't they?
I don't know. I don't think they do. Because I think lyrically, this song is pleasant, but it's not very complex. And I think most of Taylor's songs are more complex than this. Like, this, to me, just seems like a normal song on the radio. Like, it's not...
Not anywhere anything
yeah,
special.
It's not anything super special. I mean, it's nice, it's cool, but it's not like, oh my gosh, this song is amazing, let's listen to it again.
Right, but I guess where I saw the similarities was in the use of metaphors, because Taylor loves her metaphors, and, you know, like we talked about earlier, it uses the highway as a metaphor. The whole song is a metaphor, really, because it's about the highway. So do either of you see in the lyrics, though, what else Taylor could have related to if you don't think, like, Diane, you disagree with me and you don't think it's lyrically very similar to a Taylor song.
No,
however, Taylor doesn't accept projects unless she has some sort of connection to it. So what about this song pulled her in?
The fact that it was with Tim McGraw?
I guess it could be as simple as that. I'd like to think that it wasn't, but, you know, that's what I was thinking, too. Do you have any thoughts, Haley, on that?
That was one of my, major thoughts was, you know, they called her up and were like, hey, we really want you on this because it reminds us of Tim McGraw and we think you should do great. And, you know, she loves Tim McGraw and probably has been waiting on a project to do with him.
Right.
You know, and maybe this was just the right project that she felt like it was perfect for her to be a part of.
So do we think this song's going to be a single?
Yes.
Absolutely.
For
right?
sure.
100%.
Because it's with Taylor and Tim McGraw and Keith Urban. So, I mean,
I think it's going to do really well.
That's going to be a huge selling point, pulling from those three fan bases. And of course, there's a lot of overlap. Like, this is going to be I'm willing to bet you we see this hit number one on iTunes pretty soon. Obviously, we're recording right after release, but pretty soon it's going to get there, if it hasn't already in the middle of our recording.
And I could see this really being a really great video.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I wonder if they'd use Taylor.
In the video? I don't see why they wouldn't.
I hope so.
You know what I was just thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know how Taylor usually has, on her tours, she usually has Tim McGraw as a guest?
Mm-hmm.
What if she got everyone there and then they decided to sing this song?
That would be epic.
Would that be epic?
I feel like that would only happen in Nashville. So guys, if you have Nashville tour tickets, keep them and go. It might happen.
So as we close out our discussion on this very brief special edition episode, I'm going to ask you to rate this song. On a scale of 1 to 13, Haley, what do you give it?
13.
Diane?
Plus 2 hand parts.
I give it an 11.
11? Explain. Explain yourself, Diane!
Oh, geez. Calm yourself. Calm down. I think, okay, it's an 11 because I like the song and it's fun to listen to and it's got a good melody, but I don't think lyrically it's that challenging. Particularly the end, it just kind of repeats and repeats and you're just like, okay, this is cool, but I want more substance. So I mean, it's a fine song and it's going to do well, but I'm not like super in love with it.
Okay, I think I agree with you, Diane, on the lyrics and everything. However, as a song that I can like jam to in the car, I give it a 13.
Don't you love Keith Urban's guitar solo?
Yeah, oh yeah,
it is good. He's a talented man.
That's a great guitar solo in there.
The first time I heard it, I was like, oh my god, this is amazing.
You're like, wow. So if you have not already gone on iTunes and purchased Highway Don't Care, then why the heck are you listening to us right now talk about it? Probably should have given a spoiler warning at the beginning of the episode, right?
Oh, they should know better.
I think the title would be a little bit of spoiler. We did mention that we were going to talk about it.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
That's true. So if you haven't heard it yet, in the odd, whatever sort of situation that you haven't heard it, go purchase it on iTunes. Help get it to number one, assuming it's not there already by the time you hear us speak. And love it. Cherish it. Listen to it in your car. Listen to it on your iPod. Listen to it in school, just not when your teacher's looking. Just go listen to it.
Oh, no. Adam encourages bad behavior.
I do know such things.
Uh-huh, sure.
So, for our regular listeners that are listening in right now, sorry we didn't have any mini segments this episode. We will resume with them next episode, so you can submit them to us. If you would like to, remember you can always email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. Tweet us @taylortalk13. Facebook us, taylortalk13. Taylor connect us, taylortalk13. Or leave us a voicemail, our favorite method of contact, at area code 240-31-SWIFT. You can also text that number. Standard text messaging rates apply.
Just make sure to leave your name.
Yes, oh my gosh, please leave your name. Leave your name if you text us so we know who it is.
Or an alias name. Doesn't have to be your name.
Just something we can credit to that's more fun than anonymous texted us and said.
And then you know it's yours.
And then, as always, you can visit taylortalk.org and find all those contact methods in case you forgot which one you want to use. Have fun doing it. We love receiving them for you. We'll see you all next week with episode 50, epic episode 50. I can't believe we're that far in already.
How did that happen?
Happened like overnight, right?
I think so. We're old now.
We are old. True.
We're like almost going to be seniors. We're getting gray hair.
All right. Thanks for that, Diane.
You're welcome.
So for episode 49, special edition about Highway Don't Care, this has been Adam.
Diane.
And Haley.
San, we'll see you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Virtual hand hearts.
Bye-bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.